You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. It's 5:01. It is Wednesday. I like the USFL t-shirt there, the Eddie Scazzeri. And across from me, Asbury Park man himself. Aldo, what's up,
Al? Good morning, Jerry. Things are just like humming along here in New York. I mean, what a week this is, Jerry. You've got the dominating Knicks up 2-0. You've got the dominating New York Rangers up 2-0. We've got the NFL draft on Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Baseball sort of taking a back seat for a bit because we've got playoff situation here.
Actually, a good week for it. The Yankees playing the A's and the Mets, you know, playing when we're sleeping in San Francisco. Actually works out well.
Oh, it timed out perfectly, Jerry. Yeah. I mean, if we're looking towards the future, you know, with the Rangers, with the Knicks, the Yankees should be competitive till the end of the season. Yeah. We've got Aaron Rodgers coming back or getting started with the Jets. Things are looking up, Jerry.
I don't think the Knicks or Rangers are ever losing again.
Sweep from here on out. What are the statistical chances of that? The Rangers sweep it all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, and the Knicks sweep it all the way to the...
Less than 0.5%.
I'm going to put $1,000 on
that. You ain't putting $1,000 on it. You're lucky you put $1,000 on your condo when you bought it.
I'm going to walk right into a sports book, Jerry, and place that bet.
Good. Go to AC, BetMGM, Sportsbook, and Borgata, you're good to go.
That's what I'm thinking of doing right now. I'm going to go on my way home today, Jerry. I'm going to pass by the Bradley Beach exit. I'm going to go all the way down to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
So last night, the Rangers won.
Yeah.
And wanted to get your take on this. I like to peruse social media when I get in the morning. I like to see what's the buzz, Jerry. What are people buzzing about?
Yep.
So I see that CeeLo was in New York City for work, I guess, over at the either
Sirius
SNY
XM, probably.
Or Sirius.
Oh, SNY, yeah.
And he said, I was already in the city for work. I decided to buy a single solo ticket to go to the Ranger game last
night. Good for him.
Yeah. Is that a cool move?
Oh, it's awesome.
It is, right?
Yes. If I was in the city and I was a big Ranger fan and I had an opportunity to go to the game and not have to run home, absolutely. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a little... I'm not big on going to a lot of places by myself. A couple things, though. I think in New York City, you could go do anything by yourself because New York City is just a bizarre place and no one cares. Like, I always think people are looking at me and judging me because that's what I do to others. But in New York, there's so much bizarreness going on. But to go and sit down in a seat by yourself is a little awkward.
Yes and no. I'll give you a scenario.
Okay.
C-Mac likes to tell us that he likes to go to the movies by himself on a nice Monday or Tuesday afternoon.
The matinee?
That, to me, while I understand why you would go, and I might go too if I was in a situation, a lot odder than going to a sold-out Madison Square Garden by yourself for a playoff game.
Let me push back on that. A matinee movie, you're going and you've got your choice of seats, and there's probably no one sitting near C-Mac.
It looks sad.
CeeLo has to sit next to a group or at least a couple.
Absolutely.
That's there together.
Yeah.
And there's just a solo seat.
Make friends.
There. I guess he makes friends, right?
But the place is packed.
Yeah.
The movie thing just sounds sad and depressing to me.
Yeah, I will tell you that one of my sadder moments in life ever. I was living in Florida, Jerry, by myself.
I know this one.
I had no girlfriend. And I would really only come back home for the Christmas holidays.
Sure.
And on an Easter Sunday, I went to see the Tom Cruise film. What's the one?
Mission Impossible?
No, worse. way worse.
Oh, don't tell me the one with the football.
No, yeah. Well, I went to go see Jerry Maguire on Easter by myself.
Were you the only one in the theater?
La, 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 yeah,
that's when you walk out and you reevaluate your life.
I was like, wow, what did I... I mean, it's essentially a love story.
Were you,
I went to
were
see
you
by
crying
myself.
At the end?
I was not.
You complete me.
I was not crying, Jerry. Okay, so CeeLo does that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool, actually.
Plus, he's not a loser. He's married with children.
Yeah. Well, so, there's a lot of losers that are married with children, let's be honest. That doesn't make you a non-loser.
Yeah.
It just makes you someone that's married with children.
So that's pretty cool.
I think it's great.
He had no one he had to get food for, no one that had to run to the bathroom. He could get up and go wherever. He's a solo. He's a solo artist, a lone wolf last night.
That is a stress-free solo night out for him. I think it's great.
Yeah,
I do.
I think it's cool, too.
And it's the playoffs. It's not like he went to a random game against, you know, the Nashville Predators on a Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden in December.
Right.
I think it's really cool. It's the postseason. They're great. They've won, if you go back to the regular season, I think they're like either 12-3 or 13-3 in their last, 15 or 16 games. They've been phenomenal. It's the playoffs. It's the Capitals. Great. Good for him.
And you can normally get a decently priced solo ticket because people are like, how am I going to get rid of this solo ticket?
Because they're so random.
Yeah.
And they are. It's interesting you bring that up because I heard C-Mac talking about that driving in, about the ticket prices have gone down on the secondary market in Philly for the Knicks and 76ers after Philly lost game two.
Oh, really? That's, what a bunch of
I don't know. I'm just telling you what he
fans.
Said. Yeah, that to me is very interesting because man. I had said going back to prior to the series beginning that I didn't, Knicks fans were like, oh, the Knicks fans are going to take over the building. And I, boy, that Philadelphia fan base is pretty good. I'd be surprised. But down 0-2, with Maxey and Embiid giving and having the production they've had and still losing the games, I guess it doesn't surprise me at all. All right, so if I go right now and I want two tickets for me and you.
We're going to go Knicks, Phillies, Philly.
Like, not for nothing.
When's that game, Jerry?
Tomorrow night.
Thursday night?
You can get, like, the get-in-the-door price, and there's a lot of them for this price. This is a playoff game against the Knicks. $90.
That's a bargain. That's a sports bargain.
For a playoff game?
So think about this, Jerry. Let's say the Knicks go in and dominate them once again. They're up 3-0. What do you think the next game's tickets are going to go for?
$60.
Right.
I think they abandoned the Sixers. You know, I did go back and listen to the IP, the WIP morning show, just looking for some different angle after the game two loss. And I ultimately didn't play anything because they were pretty good. They didn't go crazy. They weren't whining about the refs. But the one thing that stood out in my mind was they made the comment about how the draft is Thursday. The Phillies have won 7 straight. This was yesterday morning. The Sixers, kind of a backseat. But we're going to talk Sixers this morning. But they made it very clear that in that pecking order at the moment, the Sixers were third. So if they lost again tomorrow night, I think the ticket prices plummet even further.
We got to get all those people. We got to find all of them individually. It's going to be tough, Jerry. All those people who piled out onto the streets of the Garden after the Knicks
won
game.
Get them tickets.
Get them tickets. Let's get a bus. Let's get a party bus, Jerry. You and I will drive it.
Yes.
We'll load it up with beers, kegs.
You want to do an Al and Jerry road trip to Philly tomorrow night?
Yeah.
What would it take to get you to do that?
Oh, the day off of the next day. I'd need a Friday off.
So take Friday off. Let's do it.
I did a thing when I was in Florida for the Tampa Bay Lightning playoff game. Mm-hmm. It may have even been against the Flyers, oddly enough, where we took Ice House, used to be a beer. I don't know if it's still
Miller
is.
Ice House. I remember Ice House.
And Ice House had a party bus, and I hosted a Ice House party bus to the Ice Palace.
They really found Captain Fun, huh?
Who wants to have some fun?
Well, you were fun back then.
I was, especially if I got like 2 Ice Houses in me, Jerry.
And
I was
not getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning the next day.
I was good to go. Yeah. Right, I was working on afternoon drive show. It was right after work.
That actually sounds like a blast.
Yeah, a blast.
All kidding aside, if I was a Knick fan, I would go. I would 100%. I would go to this game.
Yeah, why not?
I couldn't agree more. It's easier, and the ticket prices, like the tickets, I would think for the Garden on the secondary market for games 1 and 2, were had to have been 3 and 4 times this. So now you can go to Philly for $90. Not bad.
I actually want them to lose one of the games so that they can come back and win it at the Garden.
Because you want to see the chaos outside
the
building?
Yeah, I want the chaos. I want the bing-bong guys out there.
They might.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I thought Shaq said something very interesting. So, you know, that NBA released the report that said the officials missed a couple of fouls at the end. And that whole scrum with Tyrese Maxey where he had the ball taken away from him, they admitted that a foul should have been called because Brunson pulled his jersey, like a lot of people had said, too. I mean, to me, it's borderline. But, okay, they admit that they missed it. Shaq basically came out and said, this is why people think the NBA is rigged. And I forget what his take was, but one of those guys, when they were doing the highlight part of the show on TNT the other day, they're watching it and they were arguing. I think it was Kenny Smith. He's like, how do you not call a foul on that? And Shaq's like, yeah, it's borderline. But his point was, if you're going to have officials standing there and staring at it and all that contact and just let it go, then just let it go. Don't then come out and announce, yep, we blew it. Because yeah, it doesn't always do anybody any good.
That's always weird when they come out and admit to it. If it's something that's super blatant and everyone is saying they missed something, but if it's if some people are saying borderline, then you got to be like the ump in the game where they threw out Aaron Boone.
Oh, digging deeper on it?
Yeah, just digging deeper. Go, I don't care who said it. You out.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have done that, but I don't think they did that. So, very all interesting, right, though. So, all right, so Al and Jerry on the road tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, Jerry.
We're going to Philly.
So, last night there was a controversial hit, I guess, in this Ranger game where they...
Yeah, so you got to help us. So, I didn't see this yet, unfortunately.
I watched it.
I was editing a lot of Stugatz and Lebatard versus BT and Sal.
Oh, that's a fight you don't want. You do not want to battle Sal on the radio.
I'm just saying, that's what I was spending my time on. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to watch the third period highlights yet. Mm-hmm. So explain it to me.
I watched the hit itself, Jerry. So Artemi Panarin, Jerry. Mm-hmm. They call him the bread man.
Yes, I know.
Why? Panarin, Panera bread?
Yeah. I always assume that's what it meant.
Panera bread. Boy, that went downhill, Panera bread.
No, Panarin's fantastic.
No, it got super
fast. By me, it does very well.
Foodie. I know it does well, but I'm saying their quality of food.
Okay, I like it, and so do most people, but that's okay.
Anyway, he hit TJ Oshie, and they say he did leave his skates. I didn't think it was possible to jump on skates. Evidently, sure, you can, although figure skating, they jump and twirl.
Yes, they do.
And still land. And that the hit was to the shoulder, to the head sort of area, and they didn't call it. And the Capitals head coach, Jerry, he was very upset. And quote-unquote confused as to why there wasn't a penalty on it.
Okay.
I looked at it. Know what I call that, Jerry? Good old-fashioned playoff hockey. You got to let hockey dudes hit each other. That's what we do.
I think you call it playoff hockey.
That's what I call it, Jerry. Good old-fashioned playoff hockey.
I just looked at it.
Plus, I watched it in slow motion.
Yeah, the problem with all of this is the slow motion.
Yeah.
Because the officials don't get to see it in slow motion.
No, they do not.
They watch it right there in
real
time.
And you've been to a hockey game, Jerry. That's very fast in person.
Yeah, it is. I see what they're saying. Does he leave his feet?
A little bit.
He does. Yeah, he leads with his shoulder. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's clear.
You're going to say, much like the Knicks foul, no foul in the Sixer game, it's borderline?
I do think it's borderline because I'm watching it again in slow motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, so because I'm watching it in slow motion now.
Meanwhile, in hockey, we let guys punch each other in the face.
No,
so.
You know what? I tell you, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. Right. In hockey, it's okay that they have a an all-out brawl, rip helmets off, pull their jerseys over their heads, and beat on them. But, yes, bad hits are bad hits.
Contact in a game people don't like. He wasn't really complaining about it, the coach. By the way, that coach looks intimidating. Spencer Carberry is his name?
Yes, the head coach. The only thing I would say is, and I don't see it in real time, I'm seeing it more, again, in a replay and in slow motion. If he hit him in the head, that's ugly.
We got to go head hunting sometimes.
And I didn't think he did it first, but now that I'm looking at it in slow motion, it does look like he might have gotten him in the head. So, tough one.
That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. You win some, you lose some. That's what I've heard.
Do you think it's more difficult to be a hockey official flying around on skates with the speed and the violence of that sport? An NFL official, which we know how fast and violent that sport is, calling balls and strikes with fastballs coming at 100 miles an hour, and you don't know if it's a fastball or a curveball's coming, and you got to track that ball. I think we agree that the NBA official out of the four would be the easiest of the four. But what would you say is the more difficult?
I would put the umpire next easiest, because I think you get a hang for that. Like, you'll get out of habit, that comes quicker than...
Okay.
I'm going to say...
So we're... MLB and NBA, we off the
easier.
Table.
And I feel like in the NFL, there are a lot of officials looking at only particular things. And then I think NHL, I feel, and I don't know much about the NHL, Jerry.
Really?
That they don't have a... Like, in the NFL, I feel like there's specific... refs in specific positions looking for specific things.
That
so
is
I'm
going
to go hockey's the hardest.
Because they've got three guys skating or four. I think it's three. I get this.
Plus, you
got
to skate.
Yo, you got to skate, and you got to move, and the puck's flying all over the place. So you would go hockey one, football two, and then baseball and the NBA, whatever.
Yeah, three and four.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong. Although the NBA is difficult just from the physicality of the game in terms of what's a foul, what's not a foul, what do they let go, what don't they. But I do agree in terms of actually calling it on the spot.
No, it seems to be easiest. WWE official. They miss a lot of stuff, Jerry. Guys get hit in the face with chairs, not legal.
And they're turning around and looking at the crowd.
They're looking the other way. They don't see foreign objects. They don't see manager interference. They don't see nothing.
How about that?
And there's
that?
No discipline. Occasionally, you'll get body slammed.
Is that still a thing? Good old body slam?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Body slam is a classic move.
I remember the body slam. I remember when Rocky got thunder lips.
Oh, he got really body slam. He got thrown out of the ring,
right? Thunder lips threw Rocky like a rag doll, as they said. And then Rocky got him and was just able to get him over the ropes.
Remember Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant. And that guy's 7'4", 525 pounds.
And where was he from?
Oh, he's from Grenoble, France. Not easy to do.
First break of the hour. When we come back, we've got a whole lot more to get to. It's a very busy Wednesday with Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.